Next case, please.
Next case number is case number 12,236. Kelly Conway seeks variances from the side yard setback and separation distance requirement for existing structures. Section 115172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Seafarer Road, approximately 519 feet south of West Harbour Drive. The 911 address is 27339 Seafarer Road, Millsborough. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 6.00-5.5735. Specifically, the applicant seeks a variance of 4.1 feet from the required 5-foot side yard setback for an existing shed and a 4.9 feet, 7.1 feet, 9.3 feet, 12.1 feet, and 5.7 foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance between accessory structures and other manufactured homes within a manufacturing park. Staff would note that we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Kelly Conway, 221 Lindell Drive, Phoenixville, PA 19460.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, I'm Kelly Conway, and I'm here to seek the variance he specifically referenced. Let's see. That is not my property, just so you know, that's up on the screen. Just to give you just the quick background is the variance is for both a handicap ramp and a shed on our property. The handicap ramp was erected as a result of my mother, Cal Friday, who is also a homeowner of the property, suffering a stroke in March of 2018. Uniqueness of property with regards to the ramp, position of the door to the home did not provide another option to erect a handicap ramp. Narrowness of the lot resulted in the side yard setback minimums not met. With regards to the shed on the property, upon survey, the pre-existing shed did not meet the side yard setback minimums. The current placement of the shed provides functionality without restricting water views for the neighbors. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. For the ramp, unable to meet the ADA requirements as well as side yard setback requirements due to existing home placement on the lot. For the shed, the narrowness of the lot prevents current shed from meeting side yard setback requirements. Shed provides essential storage without being a permanent structure. We're the second one, the gray one. Next, yes, that's it. Number three, not created by the applicant. The current home on the lot has been on the lot for decades, unable to relocate the front door of the home. The shed was pre-existing on the lot by the previous owners. Current owners purchased property in May 2017. Shed is not a permanent structure. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The handicap ramp does not alter the character of this residential neighborhood or prevent adjacent property from any development. Public welfare is not affected since this is private property. I did my best answering these questions. With regards to the shed, it was pre-existing on the lot for years prior to current owners purchasing the lot. The character of the neighborhood has not been altered and is consistent with the surrounding properties. Current placement does not inhibit water views of neighbors. Minimum variance for the handicap ramp was erected with meeting the ADA requirements at a position on the lot to allow access to the front door. The shed approval variance will allow the pre-existing shed to remain at current location. Lot shape does not allow for alternative location that will not affect the side yard variance or water views of neighbors. No records exist from the previous owners for a variance. The current owners would like to keep the existing shed.
Did you get permits for these?
Yes, we have received approval from the owners of White House Beach property for the erection of the ramp, and we came over here and we did get the proper paperwork to build the ramp. It was upon their review of the structure that we were told that we had a variance issue.
Okay. Who built the ramp?
We had I'm sorry, I don't have the exact name. We did have a contractor professionally. We didn't do it ourselves. Okay. We had a contractor come in and do it.
Did you show him the permit?
Yes, we had a permit sticker on our property. when we, I think we still have it at the property, but, and I have the original Sussex County paperwork here that was submitted.
Did you give that to the contractor?
I apologize that I don't specifically know the answer to that question. I had someone else, a friend of my mother's, sort of handled that, and I don't know that for sure.
So someone else signed for the permit?
Yes.
Okay. The reason, one of the reasons for issuing a permit and getting and issuing a permit is it states on there the setback requirements.
You are correct. And we did have a communication issue. And prior to the erection of the thing, I did not have a copy of this myself, and that was a communication issue within our family.
Okay.
I did not have that.
And was that just, the permit just for the handicap ramp?
That's correct. The shed was already pre-existing and was discovered that there was an issue when we submitted the variance for the ramp.
And that was, the shed was placed, I think you said, before you all purchased?
The previous owners, yes, it was on the property when we purchased it.
Okay. Are there questions from members of the board?
Well, they don't need the, this is crossed out for the ramp.
Initially, they thought, when I, the clerk in the office initially thought that that was not needed, and then they changed their mind and they said yes.
So what they don't need is a handicap ramp can actually encroach 4 feet into the setbacks.
Right.
So they initially asked for a variance for that to encroach. However, they don't need that because the ramp is 2 feet off. The ramp can actually, the deck and the ramp are together, so they can actually be 1 feet off the property line as they can encroach 4 feet. We did do further investigations, and what the issue is the separation distance became an issue between the ramp and the adjacent house.
Okay.
And what's that advertised for?
Yes, we advertised for the side yard setback and the separation distance.
Okay.
So they do need it.
For the separation distance, yes.
Not for the variance.
Okay.
Of, not the side yard.
Not for the handicap ramp itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You made quite a few, you mentioned quite a few times about restricting water views of neighbors, but I don't see any water.
Oh, it's there. Sorry, we're the second property in.
I was like,
and what you can't see.
What in the world is she talking about?
If you want to blow that up a little bit, this is where the ramp was installed, and this is where the current shed is. You can see it's set back from the outskirts, and that's where the red was installed, or the ramp, excuse me, was installed because the front door is here.
Okay.
Hmm. Zoom out, there's a lot of it.
Yeah. There's no water.
Any other questions from members of the board?
Nope.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I do. First off, for staff, it looks to me like there might be a separation distance requirement for the house. Just quick math on it.
Yeah, it does.
I just want to make sure we're capturing that as well. I presume you didn't put the house on the property. That was
no, it was already existing.
What year is it?
Simple.
I don't know. I apologize. I imagine it's been there probably a couple, 70s, 80s. It's probably been there a couple decades.
Is it 20 feet requirement?
It is a 20-foot separation distance.
Yeah, so you've got the shed and the house.
Wow.
Yeah, there's separation for both.
Yeah, it's a little tough to tell the exact amount, but it does appear that...
Well, you got 10'7" and 5'9".
So it looks like there's about 13.5 between the shed and the house.
Well, the house is difficult, like Mr. Sharp says, because until you get a measurement from that back corner of the adjacent home, where the 7.9 measurement is, to the 46.2, which would appear to be the closest distance.
Okay.
then we don't know exactly how much of a variance.
There is a scale on the survey, Mr. Mills, so it's possible that if staff had a ruler, they could determine. I think the issue would be the corner of the house on lot 78 would probably be the closest point to the house on this property, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. It's about 13.5 feet.
Yep. 13.5 feet. So they would need a variance of 6.5 feet then?
Yes.
For the separation distance. Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about this?
Yes, we have specifically spoke to those that own lot 78, and to my knowledge, they are not here tonight. We have absolutely discussed it with them. They did not have any issues that they brought to our attention.
And you mentioned the shed is not permanent. Can it be relocated so it's in compliance, or is there no room to put it?
The only place that I could see that we could potentially move it would be to the front of the property here. Like, yeah, that would be the only place, because if we can't go on that side, that's going to mess up the variance. And again, that would be the only place that we could potentially move it.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Can you get the shed out?
We would probably end up having no one put it. He just got rid of that.
On 6-inch pipe.
Yeah, a little like maybe a little bit difficult.
Does. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you can roll it on pipe.
Could you put it in front of that
couple
truck?
Pieces of 6-inch pipe.
Is that your driveway on the other side?
Yes, that is that's a paved driveway. And there's another door here. A second door, a back door, if you want to call it, right there. So that would prevent
use of that,
yes.
Back door there.
Thank you, Ms. Lepore. Okay, if there's no other questions, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? This application. Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We approve case 12,236, starting with a 6.5 foot variance to solve the separation between the dwellings. The uniqueness of the property is, I'm going to do the handicap ramp first, the position of the door, and it cannot otherwise be developed because of the setback, and of course it will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimal variance request to make a handicap work within ADA requirements. And for the shed, upon survey, they found out that they had a violation. So the uniqueness of the property as it was existing when they purchased it. It could not otherwise be developed because of the narrowness of the lot. It was not created by the applicant because they purchased it with the shed there. The shed will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimal variance request to afford relief to keep the shed in its existing location.
Second it.
Did that include the separation distance between the houses?
I started with that, right?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6.5 feet.
Thank you.
So the shed's
to solve the separation.
Shed, the house, the deck, and the ramp.
Pardon me?
You're including in that the shed, the deck, the house, and
yes.
The ramp.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Whole shooting match.
Very well. I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the reason been stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye.
Mr. Mears.
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, too, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,236 is approved.